This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zing! Go to the strings of my heart. 7 after the hour. Hi, it's the 18th of August. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. The situation about truth, justice, and the American way. We discuss things every day here. I like to think we're pretty objective, as opposed to some of the other radio programs. Not too objective. Kind of one-sided. I'd like to think that we get both sides here, at least to a point. I'm not going to tell you that I'm perfect because I got my own biases and you do too. And you can share them, by the way. Yeah, we all have a bias. 855-999-DOUG is the way to share your bias one way or another on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. We'll have a lot of the comments during our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on tomorrow. Meanwhile, for today, there are a lot of things that we're on top of that nobody else is talking about, so it enhances my belief that the early bird gets the worm, right? And so here we have a boy born with a one-in-a-million condition, takes his first steps, has a new prosthetic leg. He had a condition that left him without part of his right leg. Dakari Miranda, 2 years old, took his first steps this month. This is after an eight-hour-long surgery to have most of his right leg amputated. He doesn't have a tibia, doesn't have a shin bone. And this
he had
is,
the foot, though, which was getting in the way of him crawling. And the parents were told that the surgeons could do one of two things, amputate and then work with a prosthetic, or they could do a surgery where they basically save the foot and then reconstruct the rest of the leg and then put the leg back. But that could be a lot more difficult for Dakari to overcome, and especially when he's trying to learn to walk, and then he also has that additional rehab and the physical rehabilitation, where with a prosthetic, he's learning to walk for the first time anyway. So he's really not going to have many issues, as if, like, an adult, say, like,
right,
you or I, God forbid, something happened, and then we had to start working with a prosthetic, we would have to relearn how to walk. He's starting from the ground up with this.
Yep. My grandfather had a prosthetic leg put on. He was injured when he was 16 years old working in a coal mine in Cesar, Illinois, and the coal mine collapsed. He lost his left leg below the knee. He lost the use of his right arm, lost a lung, but he worked his way out of it, rehabbed, and put a... it was the strange... I mean, it was. I think about it now, and I get goosebumps looking at his leg without a leg.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him putting on... I loved the guy. He was a fabulous guy. I hope my grandchildren think as much of me as I thought of him as a grandfather. But he had his plastic leg that he put on and strapped it on to his upper leg. I remember him showing me how to do it once, and I was... and he had, put on his shoes, and when he walked, you could tell, that he had a leg that wasn't his because there's no flexibility to it. Anyway, this kid's lucky.
The physical recovery... you think of that as one thing, but then also the mentality.
Oh, yeah, it's all mental.
What
it
a
really
strong
is.
Man. Good for him.
Yep. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Parts, here to keep your car on the road with the right parts and good advice from their professional parts people. Their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it one time. Go to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They have 80 specialty tools available for you to rent next time you need a repair. Refundable deposits required when you rent it. But you can go to any O'Reilly Auto Parts store and get the full story. Get the Megillah, the whole Megillah. Ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'Reilly, O'ReillyAuto.com. Here's some other children. I guess this... another story involving children, a judge in Pennsylvania, actually two of them, who orchestrated a scheme. This was a television show. I remember seeing this as a TV episode of one of the Law and Orders. They had orchestrated a scheme to send children to a for-profit jail in exchange for kickbacks. So now they have to pay $200 million to hundreds of children who were the victims of their crimes.
Mm-hmm. Children as young as 8, sending them to these detention centers. And a lot of them, many of
guys,
them, were first-time offenders. And they were it was petty theft and minor crimes, nothing of felonies. And so many of these kids either have died from drug overdoses or they died by suicide. There's so much repercussions for these poor children's lives because these judges were getting kickbacks.
Kids for Cash. Judge Mark Ciavella and another judge, Michael Conahan, were in charge of this the juvenile detention center, if you will. They accepted $2.8 million in illegal payments from the co-owner of these for-profit lockups. And so they both were juvenile court judges. So where are they going to come up with $200 million? I don't know that. Just put them in jail. I don't know. What do you do with these guys?
It should be both. It should absolutely be both. Like, for example, there was a teenager, a 16-year-old, who was sent to 11 months in prison for driving the wrong way down a one-way street. Not on drugs, not drunk or anything, turned the wrong way down a one-way street.
I guess the first question that we all ought to ask ourselves is, how do these people get to be judges? Some places, some counties elect judges. Some places they're appointed by the governor. Oftentimes those judges are political appointees because they've helped raise money for a judge, stuff like that. Or they're looking for a cushy job. They're lawyers and they don't want to be lawyers anymore. They want to work for the state. And so this is, I find this abhorrent, but it's part of the underbelly of humanity, if you will. So the judge in the case overseeing these two judges, Christopher Connor, awarded $106 million in compensatory damages and $100 million in punitive damages to 300 plaintiffs in this civil suit against the judges. So one wonders if the company that was giving them kickbacks is going to come up with the $200 million, because these judges certainly aren't going to. They aren't going to have it.
Well, one's already serving a 28-year prison sentence, and the other one was sentenced to a little over 17 years.
4,000 juvenile convictions in 5 years. This was something the Supreme Court looked at after this whole thing came up, and they threw them all out. Anything these judges touched was, they just, goodbye, see you later, here, whatever was meted out to you was wrong, according to the judge that took over all these cases. So these children. But, again, you gave the great example. If you drive down, you just got your license, and I'm afraid, I don't know how to drive. So I drive down the street the wrong way, you get arrested, and you go to jail for 11 months. What kind of a cur comes up with that sentence? But those people don't. Even if there wasn't something else going on, those people have no business being on a bench. Frankly.
I've seen adults turn down the wrong way because it wasn't marked properly.
Yeah.
Or there's a divider and the wrong way sign is right in the middle and they get confused of which one it was.
It's like a sign on a road. If I'm driving with my truck and I've got a tractor on the back and it weighs more than 2.5 tons, halfway down the road the sign says, vehicles over 2.5 tons not allowed. Well, what good is it doing halfway down the road, you morons?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you put it like in, if it's not this way, you can tell this gets me going. Here's this the stupidity of people who run governmental agencies. So you don't want a truck that weighs 2.5 tons to go down your street. You don't put the sign on the corner once you've engaged, once you've turned down the street. You put the sign out before you make the turn so that you won't make the turn. It's almost like they want to catch you. It's like these new stop. Have you seen this? This is becoming a real scandal in some places, and I know there's even one around me. They rig the lights, the red, yellow, and green lights. They rig it, it turns yellow, but they rig it so the yellow only lasts for like 2 seconds and then it's red, and there's a cop sitting on the corner, and as soon as you go through the red light, you get pulled over and you get a ticket. You went through a red light. The light turned yellow as I was going through the light, and in 2 seconds it was red. Yep, you went through it. $80 fine. Huh? I don't think so. But yet, that's what... No, seriously. I got one of them around here. It was in Southboro, Massachusetts. I went through it last night. That's how I remember it. All right. In New Jersey, there's a mother, a proud mom of her daughter, graduated with her Doctor of Psychology degree a couple of weeks ago. To celebrate her accomplishments, Kendra Busby of Camden, New Jersey, decided to rent a digital billboard to publicly recognize and honor her daughter, Dr. Christine Smaltz.
A.K.A. Dr. Smiles.
Dr. Smiles, yeah. I'm the proudest mom knowing that I have the most awesome daughter. I can't explain the feeling that I have right now. She's done everything that a mother could wish her child to do. So, she put up a billboard. And this bakery just opened up, and so this lady went to the bakery and said, "Hey, can we put this sign up on your billboard?" So that's what's the best parenting all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
What a great job, and she totally surprised her daughter. Her daughter had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at this billboard right now. Let me reintroduce myself, Dr. Christine S. Smalls. Dr. Smiles, look what good came out of Camden. Yeah, that's a good billboard. That's nice. All right, so all of our children's story, wrap those all up together in one package. Now it's 18 after the hour on the Good Day program.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Es como magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out safe.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I working our way into what's going on in the gossip department. Doug's Dirt brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, for protection on the road and in the water. See how much you can save by calling 800-PROGRESSIVE or going online to progressive.com. Mark Wahlberg is in the celebrity gossip trending department, and we're going to tell you why he is right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
What's going on with Mark Wahlberg, or more importantly, what's going on with his family? Apparently, when he played Marky, well, he was
yeah, and his Marky brother Mark, were both Marky, the Marky, Marky and Mark. The Monkey Bunch.
Right, exactly.
Good. So now, Hans. Sorry.
No, I want to hear more of that. Come on, more. I want more of that.
Yeah, but as cool as Mark Wahlberg may seem to so many of us, his kids are also still embarrassed about his dad's past, you know.
I wonder what they think of him being Dirk Diggler in the movie with Burt Reynolds. They see a picture of that in front of the mirror.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, how do they feel about that? I think I'd be a little more embarrassed with that one than with what he did as Marky Mark. So I never got that. Were there two groups, or did Donnie and Mark play together?
Donnie was part of New Kids on the Block. So right. They were two different groups, yeah. So okay. Donnie was New Kids on the Block, and then Mark was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. And he was asked recently what his kids thought about his Marky Mark era style, and he was saying that they were super embarrassed about it, the fact that he was rarely seen wearing a shirt, his underwear was always showing because of his low-slung jeans. But then Mark Wahlberg also said that his son, when they were on vacation recently, was basically emulating his dad without realizing it. Barely wore a shirt, had his pants so low that you could see the top of his underwear, had the hat on and everything. But a cool story that he also shared was his daughter, Ella Ray, who's 18, found a Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch t-shirt at a vintage shop and bought it, and she's been wearing it a lot. And not ironically, as in she's making fun of him or anything, she genuinely likes the shirt.
Isn't that
kind of a nice moment for him.
I think the Wahlbergs are an interesting bunch, frankly. The Wahlberg TV show about the brothers, mostly the three together at the restaurant, the Wahlbergers.
With Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very interesting family situation with the mother and so forth. This was an entertaining insight into what they're all about. 28 past the hour.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the judge that signed off on President Trump's FBI raid will decide today if the warrant should be made public, after an outcry from America claims the search was a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, law professor from George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, says the FBI has already been leaking selective information.
And yet we have these leaks that are coming out almost regularly every 2 days, saying, well, we were looking for nuclear weapons information and we had no choice but to move quickly. And then we just had another leak saying, well, there's this suspicious videotape outside the storage.
Bank stocks have had a rough year, but lately they're showing signs of a bounce back. Since the end of June, 5 of the 6 largest U.S. banks have outperformed the S&P 500's 13% gain. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
President Biden and Democrats with zero Republican support are adding 87,000 more IRS agents to look at your money. Now the government is training the new IRS agents to use deadly force with guns. Republican Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona on Newsmax Wednesday.
But when I saw it, I got very nervous, not only because it looks they look incompetent to be holding a weapon, number one, but number two, that they are talking about using deadly force on American citizens from the IRS, and then they're going to have additional agents. They're going to be going after people, again, like under Lois Lerner, under the Obama administration, I think, for political opponents and political aggrandizement. So it's really a problem, and one of the first things we need to do when the Republicans get this back is defund these 87,000 new IRS agents.
As we reflect on 1 year since the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal by U.S. forces, hundreds of Americans were stranded in Afghanistan, and the Biden administration has no plans to help thousands of Afghans who aided the United States during its 20-year war against the Taliban and are still marooned in the deteriorating country. Green Man Festival starts Thursday in Wales, just west of England. Literature, film, comedy, science, theater, wellness will be on full display through the weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a study that suggests spiders can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why didn't we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't want to miss out on any of that inspiration. It's 34 after the hour. I'm the doctor, Doug Steffen, with Jay Kirshner. Good news. A man has discovered a purple pearl. You realize how rare that is? He was having clams as an appetizer at a restaurant in Delaware. Name is Scott Overland, father of two, husband, etc., works in corporate communications in Philadelphia on vacation in Rehoboth Beach. And his wife and his children dining at a local seafood spot called Salt Air. And he found something fairly unusual and unexpected in his clams. A purple pearl. He said, quote, I was the only one pretty much eating the clams and toward the end of the dish.
They almost sent these back because his wife doesn't eat peppers and they asked for no peppers, but they were still included with something that came on it, and they almost sent it back, but then she was like, no, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yep. Chops down on something hard. thought it was a shell or something like that. Then he looked at it. Mm-hmm. It was this little purple thing. And that was something that the chef had accidentally dropped into the dish. Okay, my pearl necklace is coming off into the clams. It was very unique, though. Neither he nor his wife didn't know. You know, they weren't expecting to find a pearl. They don't know much about the pearl world anyway, I would guess. Right? How much do you know, Jay, about pearls?
Not much, but if I found one, you better believe I'm becoming a Google expert right there in the moment, looking up everything, as they did, too. They both just grabbed their phone, started looking things up, and realized that it was kind of a wide range of values, anywhere from $600 to $16,000, because it's rare and special, but also based on the size and how what kind of condition it was in, because a lot of times these pearls in these, you know, kind of farmed things for restaurants... Yeah. Can get damaged with the cooking and the processing and everything, and this one was in perfect condition.
So here you have this pearl, and they figure, okay, what are we going to do with it? By the way, you can get a pearl in oysters or mussels, clams, you know, all that sort of thing. But most of the pearls that you see on pearl necklaces are raised commercially for that purpose. And as a matter of fact, I remember seeing something on one of the fishing shows about how they do this. They go mining for the pearls, for the clams, and the phylum, I remember this from, was it biology or botany? Phylum Mollusca. These are mollusks, that's what they're called. Mm-hmm. And they have the ability to grow the pearl. And oftentimes where you see this commercially done, they seed the pearl in the clam or the oyster. I think it's more oysters than clams, right? It's oysters.
Yeah, usually the oysters, but you can get them in, like you said, any of these.
Yeah. So apparently this rare pearl that they had was worth up to $16,000. So what'd they do with it? They take it to a jewelry store?
They're going to. They're debating what they want to do. Obviously, if it's worth a lot of money, they're going to take the money and run.
Right.
But he was also kind of saying that if they can maybe put it into a ring or make it into a necklace, and then they kind of have this like family heirloom.
Well, you see, you can never tell. The chances of that happening are about the same as if you were to win the lottery. But why not take a chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. As long as
and
we're
also
talking.
A good moral of this lesson is chew slowly. Because if you do find one, you don't want to break your tooth.
And it's better to have it come out of your mouth than it is for you to swallow it, because it'll be a lot harder to find when it comes out the other end. Da 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 da. Animal care officers, animals in the news, a tortoise was found wandering in a San Antonio park. After it dug out of a backyard, the wildlife and rescue folks went over to this guy's house to reclaim turtles. Turtles, tortoises are reptiles, right?
Mm, they're fantastic.
Yeah. So anyway, the folks who were visiting the park came across this tortoise, and the animal people said it weighed about 50 pounds. It was just wandering down the trail. So people taking pictures of it, there are posts everywhere. The park goers found the tortoise, and the people who saw the tortoise assumed that the reptile was supposed to be there. Maybe it was a pet, since apparently, how often do you see a turtle wandering around down in Texas? Not very often, unless it's on the beach, and they're the kind of turtle that dig into the sand and lay their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they called 311, which is Animal Rescue, in case you don't know that. Most every place in the country, if you pick up the phone, 911, 811, all of these, if you call 311, the animal folks will come to help you out. So anyway, these two people, I would want to know for sure that it wasn't a snapping turtle before I picked it up. I don't know how you tell the difference, but I know that I have some snapping turtles on my pond here. And they're nothing to mess with, because they are, as you would hear, they're quick and they'll bite your hand off as, like, look at you.
Anyway, yeah, well, even box turtles will bite, too, but not as bad. But, if you are ever driving down the road and you see a turtle crossing the road, please help them cross. Yeah, yeah, stop. Help them finish crossing the road. Don't put them back to the opposite way because they're going to go back to the road. They're trying to go to a specific area. But help them cross the road, please.
Yeah. So apparently they found the owners of this tortoise, and they'd had it for 13 years. Is that the so how did he get to the park is the question that people keep asking.
It was in the backyard, dug underneath the fence.
Under the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wild turtles escaping, film at 11. All right. So do people eat turtle meat?
I believe you can get it on the dark market. I'm pretty sure it's legal.
Is it?
Leave turtles alone. I love turtles so much.
Turtles are cool. Just don't let them bite you. Mm. Here's the story of the bear who was drunk. A brown bear.
What was it called? Mad Honey?
Yeah, Mad Honey. The bear in, this happened in Turkey, as it turns out, seemed to have gotten its paws onto some Mad Honey. The Guardian newspaper reported the bear was rescued after it was believed to have become intoxicated following consumption of an excessive amount of product known as Deli Bal, which is pretty strong stuff, right? It's made, or they put it in honey. They put some kind of liquor in honey, right? Made by beekeepers. This comes from some kind of rhododendron flower.
Yeah, it's these bees that pollinate this special flower, and it kind of makes it like this hallucinogen.
Yeah.
Honey, and it was a bear cub, and the bear cub was found in the back of a truck, like a pickup truck, totally sitting like a drunk dude. Like kind of upright, legs a little bit spread. He was not having a good trip.
No, not at all. Well, good things happen. They managed to save them, and that's cool. Speaking of good things, NASA has rolled out the Artemis 1 rocket. We'll give you the update on that, plus a story that is going to send chills up and down your spine about the Queen, coming up next year on Good Day.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
All right, so which do you want first, the story from Windsor Castle or the story about the pastor who ripped churchgoers who didn't buy him a watch? You want to hear that one first? Story of a Missouri pastor. These kinds of stories. These,
pastor
these
and
kind
the watch, 100%.
People. Yeah, okay, so here we go. The pastor, now, after it became known what he said, like the dummy delivering his homily in church doesn't think that when he goes off on a rant, somebody hasn't got a phone and they're not taking a video of him. But the video went viral all over the place, circulated mostly on TikTok. So he was busted and disgusted, so he said. So here's what he did. He's in church on Sunday. His name is Carlton Funderburk, senior pastor at Kansas City's Church at the Well. He told churchgoers that they were cheap sons of bees for not honoring their pastor by buying him a Movado watch. He said he made it known that he wanted a Movado, and nobody stepped up. And his quote was, "I don't want to hear no more excuses about what you can't afford. You can't afford it because you don't see the value." He's pointing toward...
What would Jesus do?
Yeah,
not
right.
Yell at people over a watch.
Uh-uh. So he goes on, he says in the video, "Y'all hear from the pastor and father, I'm over y'all. I'm over your cheap expressions. See, that's how I know you're still poor, broke, busted, and disgusted because of how you've not been honoring me."
And so many people just changed churches.
Well, and there were actually people who were cheering for him also.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's shocking.
It is shocking. Angabunga. So the latest revelation from Windsor Castle. Remember, was it last week we were talking about the intruder that had the crossbow?
Earlier.
It was a couple months ago.
Time really flies. Yeah.
Yep,
so
right.
Allegedly entered and told one of the officers there.
Why are we saying allegedly? He was caught red-handed. Nothing alleged about it. This guy, Wasanti Singh Chow, from Southampton in southern England, was in court. He was charged with treason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he was going to shoot the queen. He wanted to kill the queen.
He was there to kill the queen.
Another wacko. Apparently...
go ahead.
The safety catch wasn't off on when he fired the crossbow. Is that right?
He never fired it. He was just seen with it, and the safety was off because he had intentions. And this
the safety was off. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
This is kind of reminiscent of, what was it, back in the 80s when an intruder made it all the way into the queen's chambers while she
yes.
was asleep?
Yep. Yeah. Wow. Charged with making a threat to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. Don't you love the British?
Mm-hmm.
An offensive weapon. Okay. He's an unemployed supermarket worker. This guy's got to be a genius, right? Prosecutors said that he had previously attempted to join the Ministry of Defense and a Grenadier Infantry Regiment to get closer to the royal family.
Yeah,
so this guy is
plan.
A certified nutcase, right? Completely out of his mind. Completely whacked. So anyway... what does he do? Does he get how much? They haven't finished the trial yet, right?
They haven't finished it. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So what should he get? I'm betting he'll get the rest of his life in jail.
Well, it's treason. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's what motivates people? It goes back to the same thing. Actually, you know, why do people love folks like Trump? Or why do you get so enamored with a star, somebody who's a celebrity, and you want to break into her house or his house
mm-hmm.
so that you can just see what it looks
that they're
like?
Actually married to these people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. See you later, alligator. It's 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam,
Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Don't you love it? Music by Marvin Hamlisch from The Sting. One of the best movies ever made, in my opinion. Robert Shaw was a fabulous bad guy. He always was a good bad guy. In Jaws, he was a good bad guy. Good bad guy in this one. And then there's Robert Redford and Paul Newman. What a combo. Chucker, why are we celebrating that movie?
It's Robert Redford's birthday today, born August 18, 1936. Believe it or not, 85 years old. Yep. This is one of his many iconic movies. Great star pairing, Robert Redford, Paul Newman. This is the second pairing. They appeared in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid back in 1969, another great film. Great, you know, I wonder, before I talk about Robert Redford, I wonder if Hollywood got a script like The Sting now. What would they do with it? I guarantee it would not be a big mainstream hit. They probably would convert it into a smaller art house movie, and it would not nearly be as effective. That was a big mainstream movie, big hit in 1973.
They had all those great
Robert Redford
character actors too that were in it. Big guys you didn't know their name, but you recognize them from a dozen other movies. Great character. Like the guy that read the tape. He was a disc jockey in Pittsburgh for a long time. His name is Reg Kordick. And he went to Los Angeles to be a writer. And then he became an actor. And he was a great character actor. He played all kinds of roles like that.
Yeah, and other roles, you know, All the President's Men, great Robert Redford movie.
Oh, yeah.
Two things, though. In 2001, in his 60s, he did a movie called Last Castle. That I'm a big fan of. I thought that was
the jail.
Really good.
Wasn't Gandolfini in that?
The military jail. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a terrific movie with a really perfect star.
But the story was kind of involved. You had to really pay attention to the story because it was complicated.
But it was good.
Yeah.
And then in just one other brief note of Robert Redford's career. In 1962, Twilight Zone. Season 3, episode 16, it was titled Nothing in the Dark. He played a character, I think, called Mr. Death, Gore the Grim Reaper, and he was excellent in that classic episode. A lot of big stars started on The Twilight Zone, which, for my money, is still maybe the greatest, most thought-provoking television series ever produced by Rod Serling. But, yeah, he appeared in an episode of The Twilight Zone titled Nothing in the Dark back in 1962.
Great Speaking career. Of stuff like that, here's the first trailer for a new series called Wednesday. Jenna Ortega plays a teenager who...
It's an Addams Family TV show, but it focuses on the character. It's Tim
Piranhas.
Burton. It's Tim Burton produced. I think he directed some of these episodes also. That's a good trailer.
It's creepy.
I like the cast.
Yeah, you'd like it. Jay will love it because it's so creepy.
It looks good. It actually does look really good.
Okay, Bryce Dallas.
I got one thing. For the first time, streaming viewership has overtaken all other viewership on TV, including cable and broadcast. So streaming now has, I think, about 35.5% of all viewers. Cable, 34.5%, and then network TV is about, or broadcast TV, as they call it, about 25% of all viewers watching product in their...
I still can't figure out how to get onto most of the streams that I'm even paying for. All right. Bryce Dallas Howard got less money for being in Jurassic Park than the other stars. And apparently Chris Pratt went to bat to get money that she claims she was shorted. I don't know. I don't know this franchise.
Well, here's the thing. I think in Jurassic, they did three of them. So I think in Jurassic World, the first entry they were in, he got $10 million, she got $8 million.
Oh.
Listen, it's sort of hard to get on your bandwagon and cry about getting $1 million. They say, can you relate to that? I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult.
That's more of an internal issue that she should argue to her agent if she has an issue with it.
Right.
He got 10, you got 8, and I should care.
Yeah.
Well, he was coming off of a bigger film, and they had to sign on these contracts for three films right at the beginning before the films were even such a success. But Chris Pratt was awesome in, like, all that. He's like, I'm of your negotiations, and made sure that they had equal.
And that's
but
cool.
when they went into that's it, he had bigger star power anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. He did the right thing.
It sort of is what it is.
All right, Chucker, you did a fine job today bringing us up to date some of this important information from the world of celebrities and moviedom. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.